This is the Focus Group with John Nash and Tim Bennett.
Failure is not an option.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, welcome back to the Focus Group. This is Tim Bennett here with my good friend and co-host John Nash. Before we welcome our guest to the show, we have to clear up something. John and I were wrong about Lou Ferrigno. He's alive and well and has a Twitter account. Who knew?
And he's 62.
And he's 62.
And you and one of our callers from Connecticut, Martin, did in fact identify who we were thinking of. We were thinking of Bill Bixby.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
You and I. Whenever you and I try to delve in pop culture, it's a little dangerous. So that's why we should stick to business.
Unless they're in bottles and spaceships, like Genie and Star Trek. So
well, exactly. Hey, well, we have the pleasure now of welcoming to the Focus Group Erica Ariel Fox, who has a new book out called Winning from Within, which is a breakthrough method for leading, living, and lasting change. We look at it as a practical roadmap for how to get out of your own way by negotiating with yourself. Negotiating with yourself first in business and in the workplace. And so we want to welcome Erica to the show.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks, both of you, for having me.
Hey, before we get into your book, the big question we have is, you know, I looked at your bio, and you live in Boston and Amsterdam.
That's right.
Which seems odd. Most times you'll hear, you know, New York City, London, or, you know, Paris or Rome. How do you do Boston, Amsterdam? What's that about?
You fall in love with a Dutchman, and then you realize that you have such a robust life in America that you want to spend time in both places.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah, you know, Erica, this is John, and welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you. My partner and I, Amsterdam is one of his favorite cities in the world, and I think it's because of the scale of it. You could walk around. Everything's like 3 and 4 stories. The canals. It's a gorgeous city. And, you know, hey, Tim, I think it would have been more logical if it was Amsterdam, New York, because it's the Dutch connection.
Well, that's what I mean. But
Boston's very Amsterdam-like.
It's true, except that I teach at Harvard Law School, so I need to be close to Cambridge.
Well, there's that.
There you go.
Yeah, well, then there's that. So in your book here on a Winning from Within, can you, you know, in all of the, John and I actually do read the books, and, you know, the takeaway from me on this one was the whole point about negotiating with yourself, and I was trying to figure out, can negotiation be taught? And I don't know if that's just too simplistic of a question. It's kind of like, can leadership be taught, but can negotiation be taught?
I think it's a great question. People often have the idea that, you know, great negotiators are just born, and if you're not a born negotiator, what can you do? And that's just not right. We've been teaching negotiation even long before my time, for decades at the Program on Negotiation. And I've taught thousands and thousands of people in the last 20 years, and you can learn enormous amounts about negotiation.
So you teach it at Harvard, and you actually teach it at Harvard Law. So this is a skill, obviously, that a trial lawyer or any kind of attorney is going to need in their business career, correct?
Yeah, although when I think about negotiation, I don't necessarily mean it, you know, if you're a trial lawyer and you're trying to negotiate a settlement from a lawsuit. It's more the day-to-day interactions you have, even between the two of you guys. You know, you might say, well, should we have this person on the show? I liked their book. Well, I didn't like their book. You know, that's a negotiation. So every time you try to influence someone or they try to influence you, you're negotiating.
Now, in the book, Erica, you actually talk about something that fascinates me, and it's almost therapeutic, or it's almost moving into the area of therapy, and that is where we're talking to somebody, we're having a conversation, and there's multiple parts of us that want to say the next thing. Maybe someone's sharing some information with us, maybe they're asking for an opinion, and at some point, one aspect of our personality wins in what's the next thing to say, and that's something you address in Winning from Within, correct?
That's exactly right. And I talk about the voices in your head. I actually just was told that Eminem and Rihanna have a new song, The Monster, that talks about the voices inside my head. So that is a big part of Winning from Within, is looking at the voices in your head. And I focus on 4 of them, as you know, the big 4. And it's not just therapeutic. It's also just practical in your daily life. In order to be effective in your interactions with people, when you learn about the big 4 and you become skillful at how they interact with each other inside of you, you become much more skillful, you get better results, you enjoy your relationships more. So you could see it as psychological, and in some extent it is, but it's also just practical and useful.
So how do you separate the people from the problem, though? Because that's where I think I have the issue is, you know, how do you separate whatever the negotiation is with yourself from the people?
First step is just noticing how you're reacting. So a lot of people have thoughts, they have feelings, and they experience that's just how it is. I can't change my thoughts and I can't change my emotions. That's not actually true. You have this part I talk about as the lookout that can learn to observe the thoughts and feelings you're having while you're having them. And when you start to do that, you can change your experience. So oftentimes with me, if my husband is running late, I start thinking, oh, maybe he had a car accident, maybe he died, and he's never coming back. And I can be very anxious, or my lookout can say, hey, that's a little melodramatic, and you know, maybe he's not dead on the highway, maybe he's just delayed in traffic. And then I can change the thought and change the emotion. So one of the ways to become skillful at dealing with other people, as you're asking, is becoming more skillful at noticing what's happening in yourself.
Yeah, that's where I find this to be so intriguing, because that requires, I think that's a self-introspective level that happens, and in the negotiating setting, that has to happen in microseconds, correct?
It does, but if you start to practice it, you'll see it's not that hard. You just sort of ask yourself, you know, what am I thinking about right now, or how am I feeling right now? And if you start doing that at any, you know, couple times a day, you'll realize it's not that hard to become more aware of what's going on inside you, and that's a very, very big part of learning to negotiate with yourself.
I'm apparently a bad negotiator. Tim knows what I'm doing whenever I start doing my negotiations before they happen. For instance, when the first iPad came out,
oh gosh,
I had a child's way of trying to persuade him to let me get the iPad.
You had to get Tim to get you an iPad?
I had apparently have the idea come from Tim, and he knew that's what I was trying to do. And when he had the idea, quote, he literally said, well, this is what you want.
Well, John and I are business partners. We have a marketing consulting company as well as this radio show. And so, you know, when we want to buy computer equipment or whatever, and I know right where John was going. I mean, I purposely let him go and go and go for months on because I just... It was one of those where, you know, as my own self was like, I know what he's doing. I'm going to play parent here a little bit. And he was, boy, they're really nice. You know, a friend of mine told me about them.
They're productive. You know, they're helpful.
You might like it on the train. You know, lots of that sort of thing.
So you were just dropping hints about wanting the iPad?
No, I was creating scenarios that Tim would embrace.
Where it would be beneficial to me.
To help his life. And as a matter of fact, it would help me too. But he saw.
My client, John, I would say to you, of your big four, you know, the thinker, dreamer, lover, warrior. The warrior is the part of you that takes a stand, that confronts a hard truth, that, you know, asks for something that you need. I would be curious what happened to your warrior that you didn't just ask for the iPad.
My warrior got stepped on by Tim's warrior a long time ago.
But the good news is, back to your question about whether you can learn negotiation, these big four, the dreamer, lover, warrior, and thinker, are very concrete aspects of everybody. They're universal, and each one of them has skills, and those skills can be learned.
Even though
your warrior got smushed a long time ago, you have a lot of time left. There's great hope still for building warrior skills.
We're talking with Erica Fox in her new book, Winning From Within. Could you go through those four for our listeners? Obviously, there's a lot more in the book.
The big four internal.
The big four. So what is the dreamer? What does that entail?
Well, one way to think about them, as you guys know because you read the book, is as an inner top team. So I sometimes talk about the dreamer as your inner CEO and the part of you that is focused on possibilities and vision for the future. The thinker is like an inner CFO, who focuses on data and information, evaluation, and managing risk or doing assessments of facts. The lover is like a CHRO, Chief Human Resources Officer, who focuses on people, relationships, communication. And then the warrior we were just talking about is like a Chief Operating Officer in the sense of wanting to get things done, get them done well, efficiently, on time, in budget. But in a business context, it's often not just about getting things done. It's also about telling a hard truth. So your warrior might need to give direct feedback, for example. And if you have a loud lover voice saying, I don't want to hurt this person, I don't want to upset them, then your warrior could take the back seat. But in fact, the best way to help that person and not hurt them is to give them some tough feedback so they can actually improve performance. If you don't give it to them, your lover is telling you you're being helpful, but actually you're not.
You know, this is I love the four of them because when I was reading the book, I coined the phrase along. I didn't coin it. I use it. I often say to people, everybody in life needs a good board of directors. And I usually refer to them as the friends. Like, you need a bunch of sounding boards in your life. This is your internal board of directors. Are we, though, wired, and I know you discuss this in the book as well, like, all of us have, of the four, like, most of us tend to be one strong of the, like, one is stronger than the other three, correct?
With most people, my experience is that two of the four can be pretty strong. They use them a lot. They're comfortable. They've been successful using, let's say, their thinker and warrior a lot. But there's usually one people are neutral about, and one, and this is where, you know, the real development opportunity is, one that people really shy away from. They've decided it's problematic, or they learned a long time ago it got them in trouble, and so they're not using it. Although I do want to tell you that the board of directors, which is an excellent image, is an image I also use in the book, but I do use it to refer to the parts of you that oversee the big four. If you recall, there are also parts of you that are not attached to how you're thinking or feeling or musing or taking action, and those are the parts of you overseeing the big four that I call board of directors.
Now, what is your least favorite of your four internal pillars there?
Well, let's see. I started working on Winning from Within about 10 years ago, and I finally finished it a decade later. So I would have to say the warrior who's in charge of getting things done is not my number one strength. But the good news is that's partially because I really do like to muse about the future and create projects and new initiatives. And
the dreamer.
Yes, exactly. I think things through, and I have wonderful relationships. But everybody has one part of the big four they don't use as well as the others. And for me, I think it is the part that's just get it done instead of start something else that would be more fun than actually finishing the thing that I'm doing. That could be the dishes as well as an actual book.
That's the dish. That's emptying the dishwasher in my world. Yeah,
that's right. Because then you could just, you know, go do something else, like watch a great TV show.
Hey, Erica, you work with a lot of leaders, not only in the U.S., but around the world. Is there a theme that you find going on lately within the business world? What, you know, is there some common thread that a lot of leaders are struggling with now?
The thing I've been struck by most since the book came out is that there is a genuine openness among leaders to start looking at themselves and how they get in their own way. I think that wouldn't have been true even 5 years ago, certainly not 10 years ago. But because even CEOs feel a little out of their depth because the world is so complicated, changing so quickly, things are so turbulent, and the idea that if you learn to lead yourself, that's going to help you lead your organization and, you know, lead people. It's a time that people are genuinely willing to look inside of themselves. And I've seen that, as you mentioned, you know, with executives and top teams in many, many, many different countries and many different industries. There's an openness because people want help.
It's a fascinating thing. And is there one, before we wrap up, is there one aspect that you have seen rise to the top in most of this? If you look at people like successful business people, and you also work with Mobius, I believe, right? Which
That's
is your
right.
a leadership, executive leadership thing.
Exactly, with my partners, yep.
Is there one trait that dominates, or the one that's, is there a combination of them? Is it the dreamer and the warrior? Is it like, are successful people somehow blended a certain way?
Well, you know what I would say to that. The most successful people have the ability to call on any of the big four, because given at the right time and for the right reason, you might want your dreamer or your lover, your thinker or your warrior. Many, many business people are very strong thinker warriors, and they need to really learn to embrace the visionary part and the relational part. But the most effective people, the most effective CEOs I work with and leaders in the public sector, can actually call on any one of the big four at the right time, and that is really the goal of the method of winning from within.
Erica, it's a very, very cool thing. We've been talking to Erica Ariel Fox, who's the New York Times bestselling author of Winning from Within, A Breakthrough Method for Leading, Living, and Lasting Change. Tim and I enjoyed the book a great deal, Erica. I think there's a lot of, I think people will relate to a lot of the terminology you use and a lot of the language, as it's a very relatable text, and I think you could walk away with a great deal of lessons and a lot of learning. So I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. When's the next time you're off to Amsterdam?
Actually, actually next week. So I'm telling you, the KLM flight attendants are all very well known to me on a first-name basis. But I do want to say one last thing, which is there's a survey that listeners can take on winningfromwithin.com.
Cool.
It takes 2 minutes. It's free. And they can get a quick take on their own Big Four profile. So if people think that's fun, I wanted people to know it's available.
We're going to post it to Facebook.
What was the website?
It's called winningfromwithin.com. Tim
exactly.
and I are already clicking away.
There's a whole section for free stuff, and that's in there.
Our listeners love this stuff, and I do too. We're going to take it, and we're going to figure out what we are. Hey, Erica, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Focus Group. We've been talking to Erica Ariel Fox, author of Winning From Within, winningfromwithin.com, if you want to figure out what your big inner strength is. Thanks for joining us today. It's John Nash with Tim Bennett here on the Focus Group. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to wrap up hour one. I don't want to rock, DJ, but you're making me feel so nice. When's it going to stop, DJ? Because you're keeping me up all night. The Focus Group is brought to you by Las Vegas. Experience world-class dining, unbeatable shopping, unique entertainment, and pulsing nightlife. Go to lasvegas.com/gaytravel for great deals and information. Give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite. But when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love.